Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I believe that was Miami's only touchdown this past weekend against the Tennessee Titans. It's Christian Arcan. It's Andy Hart. It's WEEI Afternoons. Thanks for picking us today. That was an ugly game for the Dolphins, and the reason why the Patriots are favored is because of that game. The Titans stink. Will Levis gets hurt. They bring in Mason Rudolph, who also stinks, and he had a pretty good game. The Dolphins' offense cannot get out of its own way. Without Tua Tagovailoa, they're kind of useless. Even with him, they weren't that great this year to start off. A lot of shine maybe coming off the glare there when it comes to Miami, but they're still, in a lot of ways, you can make the argument that the Patriots are in worse shape presently right now than the Miami Dolphins are. Let's, before we get to our scouting report, Andy, the injury report is out. And for the Dolphins, there's one player out and three players questionable. Jordan Poyer, the safety, who they got from, he was a free agent. He was with the Bills for years and years. Good player. He's out. He's been out and didn't practice all week, so no surprise there. Skylar Thompson, questionable to go. Odell Beckham, questionable to go. He was a full participant all week, but he's missed the first four games of the year. And Cam Smith, their defensive back, dealing with a hamstring, a full participant all week long, but has been listed as questionable. I'd imagine he probably plays too. For the Patriots, it's a lot longer list, starting with Taki Taki, who is doubtful. He was limited all week. Kyle Duggar was a DMP most of the week. He's questionable to go. KJ Osborne, also a DMP all week, questionable. Following players are questionable and were limited all week. That would be Kendrick Bourne, Anthony Jennings, Jonathan Jones, Marcus Jones, Michael Jordan, Nick Leverett, Vidarian Lowe, Marte Mapu, Jabril Peppers, Laden Robinson, and I think that's it. Yes, Laden Robinson's the last one. So there you go.
Oh, that's it.
Nobody else. But all those guys, questionable, all of them limited all week in practice, except for Marcus Jones, who I think was a full participant on Wednesday. I'm not really sure. But either way, that's the injury report right there. No one ruled out other than David Andrews and Caden Wallace, who got put on IL this week. But other than that, no one else has been ruled out. But really, a lot of guys there, a lot of important names listed as questionable.
And Duggar missing practice all week. That's trending toward not playing on Sunday. I mean, a lot of coaches feel like if you don't practice, you can't play. And that's a concern because the deep balls have been an issue for this team with him on the field. Now you say you're going to be without one of your two best safeties. Osborne doesn't bother me as much. Also, they have to Bourne's not on the roster yet. So if they want Bourne to play, he has to get activated to the roster, correct?
Right. Yeah, I think
so. He's just been activated to practice. So there could be some interesting maneuverings over the next couple of days with the roster and then the injury report. And then
maybe that's why Thornton's on the trade block.
Could be. You're getting another receiver back, although you're down a receiver maybe with KJ Osborne not on the practice field. But that you're going to have some interesting things to talk about on the show on Sunday morning leading into the game.
Yes, we are. And right now we have something very interesting to talk about, and that is a full in-depth, down-to-the-studs scouting report here for the Miami Dolphins. We do this every Friday. We do it at 4:30-ish, and we're doing it right now. We start with what happened last week with the Miami Dolphins. Last week, an ugly loss, very ugly loss, 31-12. Not a scoregami, I looked it up, but an ugly loss, 31-12 loss to the Titans. Snoop Huntley in his Dolphins debut, under 100 yards passing, 96 yards. So him and Brissett have that in common. I think Brissett did that against the Jets. Is that an under 100-yard game, I think?
Sounds right.
Mason Rudolph came into the game. He played pretty well. Tyreek Hill, under 50 receiving yards for the third straight game. He also fumbled a lateral in this game. There was a ton of procedural penalties, too many men in motion, guys jumping early, stuff like that. It was an ugly all-around game for the Miami Dolphins. No real positives to take away from it. The Dolphins, this stat blew me away. The Dolphins have not led in a game this season. They haven't led ever in any game this season. The only game they won was that walk-off field goal, remember? So they have not held a lead in any of the four games that they've played so far this season. And the Snoop Huntley rushing touchdown that you just heard to open the segment, that was their first touchdown in nine quarters. Their long drought there between touchdowns. So all the things that you say about the Dolphins and how bad they are to start the year, it's almost like we're not being serious enough about it. Like, people are like, ah, it's fine, they'll be fine, everything's fine. This is not fine. Like, this is historically bad.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. We are not I think we're wowed by, oh, they still have Tyreek Hill, and they still have Jalen Waddle, right, and they still have Mike McDaniel. Oh, they'll be fine. But I think if we were down doing radio in Miami, you're right. You'd be saying, none of this is fine. None of this is okay. What is going on with this team? I know the quarterback is out, but why do we, as you said, is it just the quarterback? Now we have penalties everywhere. We're going to drop the ball. We can't even get the ball to Tyreek Hill. He hasn't found the end zone since week one. The coach's record with Tua out is not good. So there is a history, a track record of this trending forward. Like, they are a bit of a mess. And that's why I think if you're a Patriots fan and you just listen to everything you just said, it came to, so you're saying there's a chance this week, huh? There's a real chance we could win this week.
Yeah, this is going to be such a bad game. The offseason additions and subtractions for the Miami Dolphins. They lost in free agency a couple of big names. Robert Hunt, their star guard, and Christian Wilkins, their star defensive tackle, both lost to free agency. They did make some additions. Kendall Fuller, who I like, Jordan Brooks, Shaq Barrett, Jonnu Smith, and Odell Beckham all signed with the Dolphins in the offseason. They extended Tua, and they extended Waddle. In the draft, they drafted Chop Robinson, edge rusher from Penn State. He's starting for them. They also drafted a left tackle from Houston, Patrick Paul,
Who
is their backup left tackle right now in the second round.
I'd like to take Patrick Paul off their hands and see if he could be a starting left tackle with the Patriots.
That'd be great. Or just a left tackle at all. Yeah. Any left tackle would be fine. Off-season drama, when it comes to off-season drama for the Dolphins, it begins and it ends with number 10, Tyreek Hill. He had that weird lawsuit. Do you remember this? He had a weird lawsuit with a girl who was at his house, and it's not, I know there's been other lawsuits with girls, but this one, she was doing, like, football drills at his house.
And I don't remember this.
They were doing, like, the Oklahoma drill, and she ran up and hit him, and then he pushed her, and she fractured her leg or something, and it was this whole weird thing. Like, she was there with her son, and I don't know if they were dating or what exactly was going on, but does anybody remember this back there? It was this really weird lawsuit before the season started. I'm not making it up, I swear. And the kid was there, and Hill had him doing drills, and then he had the mother do a drill, and then he, like, I don't know if he tackled her or what he did. He pushed her or something, and she broke her leg, and she's suing him. And I don't know what the result of that is or if it's still in litigation or not. But that was some weird offseason drama. Then, of course, there was him being detained by the Miami Police Department along with Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith and all those other people on the way to a game. This wasn't technically offseason. This was in season, but probably, I'd say to this point, one of the more dramatic things we've seen with an NFL player, like, off the field in a while, right? Like, that's in a very public arrest like that, where broad daylight on the way to the game, everyone can see him. Like, that was significant, I thought.
And then the way it kind of rolled Jonnu Smith and Calais Campbell into it, and they got involved, and they were part of the story, and then it's kind of gone away. Quite honestly, you're right. It was a big deal, big visual. There was a lot going on. And then he had some things to say a couple times right after that. And then the guy went on administrative leave, the first officer
right,
or something, or administrative desk duty or something. And now I feel like it's just kind of gone away.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you'd expect, I guess, the police department sort of dealing with the backlash from that. And I think that ultimately, in the court of public opinion anyway, Tyreek Hill ended up being the sympathetic figure in all that. And I think that that's part of it. Like, it's hard to, he's a tough guy to rally around, you know, he's a tough guy to make the champion for something like this. So I think, yeah, it just kind of faded off. All right, he's making a statement. He's right, I guess, but I don't want to root for him, so forget it. You know, like, it was one of those type of deals. But yeah, off-season drama, it was really all about Tyreek Hill and the in-season drama as well. That and, of course, Tua and his concussions, but that's another story. All right, players to watch. Who are your players to watch, Andy Art? I've been talking
Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill would absolutely be my first player to watch. We'll talk later in the show. I may want a prop bet on him to find the end zone.
Okay.
I just think he's too fast and too good to go a month without getting in the end zone, especially against a defense that has maybe without one of its best tacklers in the back end in Kyle Duggar and hasn't really tackled and played up to its resume to start with. And I said to you earlier in the week, Waddle the same. But I also think Huntley. I think it was Phil Perry during today's Mayo press conference, I thought, brought up a good point of, do you expect them to start to sort of roll in some Ravens-type stuff? Mm. It's McDaniel's offense and whatever, but some things that he does well that he could maybe get a little more comfortable, and he can move around. He can run a little bit. That's why I kind of like him on the over on the running yards, and I did in one of my parlays there. They still have athletes. They still have athletes on that offense, and that, to me, as much as you say how bad they've been, and they've been historically bad, this is their get-right game. I think they absolutely circle this and say it's a division foe, it's our get-right game, we know what they do on defense, we're the better athletes, we can go out there and put up points and put up yards.
In that game against Tennessee, Jaylen Waddle, 6 targets, 4 catches. Tyreek Hill, 7 targets, 4 catches. They both led the team in that, but this was also in a game where you had 30 rushing attempts. And, you know, we talked about, we've been talking a lot about mutinies and stuff like that today. Pop Douglas getting upset about not getting the ball. Jalen Polk and guys throwing tantrums on the field. No one cares if those guys do it. And even those guys, the squeaky wheel got the grease, right? I mean, they did feed Douglas 2 games ago after he had his little thing. When Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle start, making a big deal, making a big fuss out of not getting targeted enough, then you actually have to, like, listen to them. You have to do what they say because they're your whole team at this point.
And they, one of the other things you didn't list with the drama, they gave Tyreek Hill this weird extension, which wasn't, they just gave him a boatload of money. Like, they guaranteed a lot more money over the next 3 years, $90 million or something like that. So, yeah, you're heavily invested at the wide receiver position, and you can't score. You don't score touchdowns. And when you do score touchdowns, it's your quarterback running in. That's not how your team should be succeeding. I don't care if you have a backup quarterback.
Agreed. All right, other guys to watch. A'Shaun, I think, is a good running back. He didn't do much last week, but I do think he's a big playmaker. At times, Jalen Ramsey is still a top-tier defensive back, and I like Fuller as well, Kendall Fuller, who they acquired in the offseason. All right, some former Patriots and former Dolphins on the Patriots. How about Jake Bailey? The punter. He's the Dolphins starting punter. And
he's
always
a good punter.
I liked Bailey. I feel like they kind of just broomed him right out of here, but I liked Bailey when he was here.
Well, you know, there was issues there. There were stories and
he
issues,
was that went down. He had a whole thing, right? Like he had a contract dispute, and it's like, you're the punter.
He had a contract dispute, then he got suspended, then anything. Then there was some off the field stuff I've heard rumblings of, but in this era of scrubbing podcasts, I'm not gonna bring them up because I don't really know if they're factually
very good.
True.
I don't know what they are, so
But no, this could be a battle of punters, right? Two bad offenses, two bad teams, and two punters with pretty big legs. Both could be Pro Bowl punters. So we
Bailey,
get that to go.
Behringer.
So it's cool.
Afternoon.
If you're in like the 300 level, you might get to see the ball a lot because these guys boom it, and it's like, ooh, ball up our way.
Good point.
Ball drops down.
Another former Dolphin on the Patriots. How about starting quarterback Jacoby Brissett? He played for the Dolphins. It was one of his stops along the way. Devon Godshall, maybe a sneaky leader of this mutiny, is also a former Dolphin. Raekwon McMillan played for the Dolphins. And, of course, Jonnu Smith, the starting tight end for them. Now, I think he's number one on their depth chart. Had 2 horrible years here with the New England Patriots. So there you go. And now it's time for my favorite part of this, the all-time Patriots-Dolphins team. Now, I don't know if you had a chance to look into this. I can give you my roster if you want. But who would you put at quarterback if you had to name a quarterback that played for both the Patriots and the Dolphins?
Damon Heward.
Damon Heward's a good one. Scott Zolak is another one.
Ooh, Zoe.
Zoe played for the Dolphins briefly.
Yep.
And, of course, Brissett. So there you go. There's your room right there. Brissett, Zolak, Heward. Some good backups, right? Like 3 pretty good backups.
Yeah, good backups.
Right,
I don't want them starting, but good, decent backups. Good backups.
At running back, you got some options there. Robert Edwards. I heard Keith saying that this game is the Robert Edwards Bowl, the only 2 teams he played for. I get sad when I think about Robert Edwards and all the potential that was there and that stupid beach football game they played. Then, of course, there's the immortal Jonas Gray, who had that one great game, mouthed off, got cut. Dolphins picked him up, and that was that. Last I heard, he was doing like stand-up comedy or something. And
really?
He did. He was. This was at, like, right after he stopped playing. So,
oh, okay, because I think
probably
a
long time ago.
Now he's gone into the consulting, coaching, helping young football players, recruits, process NIL type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Helping guys know their worth, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, and maybe not make mistakes. Maybe set an alarm and not be late, and those types of things.
That too. We also have Heath Evans. Heath Evans, the you got to pick up some yards when you need them. And Sammy Morris, who I was always a big fan of. Love Sammy Morris. Played for the Patriots and Dolphins.
What about, why am I drawing a blank? The special teamer running back who scored 2 touchdowns against them in the Gronk a couple years ago. He helped beat them. The Patriots backup running back. Oh, why can't I think of it?
Patriots backup running back.
Yes, basically a special teamer who was like a third string running back. And he
How long ago
touchdowns.
Was this?
Within the last 5 years. 5 or 6 years. Absolutely. He had the touchdowns. Is the text line not helping me out?
I'm looking it up. But I don't see anything.
He had dreads. He was a core special teamer with dreads, backup.
Oh, Brandon Bolden.
Brandon Bolden.
Yeah. He had two touchdowns against the Dolphins? All right. Okay, there you go.
Against the Patriots. Against a Dolphin.
Right. I remember this now. Yes,
yeah.
I remember Bolden doing that. Yeah, good one. All right, Brandon Bolden. Add him to the list. Very good. Let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, at wide receiver. This is a pretty good group. You got your Wes Welker.
Yeah, obviously.
You got your Irving Fryer.
That's a good one.
Danny Amendola.
Yep.
Jabbar Gaffney. Devontae Parker, and that's it. But I mean, that's a pretty good wide receiver room right there.
I mean, you won that though. You took Wes from them.
Yep.
Wes became a superstar when you took him from the Dolphins. So you won that.
At tight end, you got Mike Gesicki and Jonnu Smith. Meh. And on defense, I just threw a bunch of defensive names in there. You got Junior Seau, Kyle Van Noy, the two Bucks, Terrell Buckley and Tabucky Jones, both Patriot Dolphin crossovers there. Rob Ninkovich played for the Dolphins, and also Jason McCourty. And I even threw in Aqib Talib, who I think was on the Dolphins right at the end of his career before he retired. And there you go.
Larry Izzo?
All-time. Oh, and Larry Izzo. Good one.
Larry Izzo was a core special teams legend here in New England for the beginning of the dynasty.
Yes, he was.
Come on. Show some respect.
I forgot he played for the Dolphins, and I don't think I saw his name on the big list I was looking at. But that's neither here nor there. How could I possibly forget Larry H to the Izzo? He was a big-time contributor. And there you go. That is your Miami Dolphins scouting report.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.